Child benefit currently at the moment is 140 quid a month for each child. By the way, if you have triplets or you have twins, you get the double money. You get paid double the amount, which is something you should aim for. Anyway, it's 140 quid a month, which is one of the better childcares in Europe, by the way, or child benefits in Europe. We pay a lot in child benefits in this country compared to other countries around Europe. So much so that there was a heap of scams going on years ago where people were coming from all over Europe and claiming child benefit for their children here, which they can do, by the way. And there was a huge scam. A lot of them were caught during the ash cloud, if you remember that. Anyway, the government for years have been toying with the idea of reducing childcare for those who earn more. Similar to the UK, if you go over £50,000 in the UK, they start to reduce your child benefit, your child tax credit, as they call it over there. It's done very differently. By the time you get to £80,000 in the United Kingdom, you're getting zero, essentially, for your child. There was a suggestion some years ago, I can't remember which party it was, it could have been Sinn Féin, I don't know, that if you earned over £100,000, that you didn't get child benefit, or certainly you would get a reduced amount. Now, it's been also floated now for an idea for this budget in October that they may reduce child benefit for high-income earners and give more to low-income earners. But would you agree with that? That once you earn over a certain amount of money, we'll take 100,000 family income as an example. Do you believe people who are on over 100 grand family income should get no child benefit? Because clearly they don't need it as much as somebody who's on 30,000, for example, on a minimum wage at 26,000, whatever the minimum wage is now. They don't need it as much. But let me know what you think. The number is 085-100-2255. Should we reduce child benefit for high-income earners? Now, remember, by the way, you can't get rid of it completely because it's in our constitution. They could reduce it to a fiver for high-income earners, but they can't get rid of it completely. I can't imagine somebody accepting a fiver, but however. But they could do that, I think, according to the constitution. Now, let me go to Huey, if I can. Huey, hi, how are you?
Very good, and yourself?
Good. Huey, now, they can't get rid of child benefit for anybody because it's in the constitution that every child has to be paid for, right? By the state, yeah. And the state has a responsibility, a duty to do that. But in saying that, they could reduce it substantially for those who are what they consider high income earners. I don't even know. What do you consider to be high income family income? What's high?
I wouldn't be a constitutional expert, but who knows what could happen. But you could always change the constitution.
The
way I would do it, it'd be far simpler. I'd just make it taxable. So if you're on over 100 grand a year, you get 140 a week, but you'd lose like 70 or 80 quid. And like, the top rate of tax is 55%. It's actually 58 if you're over 150 grand.
Mm-hmm.
But and you're self-employed, but you'd lose half it. So that's, to me,
that's the way they do it in the UK. Once you go over 50,000, they tax it.
You probably couldn't do that constitutionally in Ireland. You'd probably have to change the constitution because child benefit is not seen as a benefit to the child. So the actual income of the parent is irrelevant constitutionally.
Mm. You're giving the child the money who's not registered for tax. Yeah.
Yeah. The money is technically going to the child. It goes to the parent, but it's for the child. So you could change the constitution. But and make it just taxable income. I'd have it like 104. I'd have 140 quid a week, and tax it. So people at the bottom, but everybody would pay tax. So if you're a 20% taxpayer, you'd lose 20%. If you're a high rate, you'd lose 50-odd%. And if you're on the dole, you'd lose nothing. You know. So that's the way that you'd do it.
But is that fair? Because there's an argument there that hold on for a second. You know, if you're a high income earner, by the very fact you're a high income earner, you're putting more money into the system anyway. You're paying more in. And as you rightly said, the money is for the child. And okay, I know a lot of people who are not high-income earners, but they earn a comfortable living. And when they get the child benefit, they put it aside in the bank for a family holiday in the summer. Now, people kind of quaff at that. And they say, oh, that's wrong. It's not really. You're bringing the kids on holiday. So you are using it for something. Because ongoing on a monthly basis, you're paying the bills for the kids anyway. So, I think it's a bit unfair. Now, I understand Michael O'Leary offered the money back to the government going back some years ago. There is no facility, I believe, for handing the money back if you don't want it or refusing to take it. But there are a small amount of people in the country who refuse to take the child benefit or who don't collect it for that reason. Well, that they're millionaires.
If you can always do that. Any benefit that you're entitled to, you can always refuse. Like, it's not mandatory to take it. But I'd imagine the amount of people who don't take it will be very... Because the amount of people who make over 100 grand a year is very small. You know, it's what, is it 5% of the population?
Well, no, when you're talking about a family income, it wouldn't be that small. I mean, that means that two people work and earn 50 grand each. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, would it be that many? Like, maybe 20%, 10%, 15%? You know, but I'd say the vast majority of families are on under... There's a lot more families on... why would you pick 100 grand anyway? So as I said, just tax it. So if you're on... if you're on the highest money, you'd lose half it. If you're on 20% tax, you'd lose 20% of it. And if you're broke, you'd keep most of it, you know. So that's the logical way of doing it.
Realistically, 100 grand, when you think about it, for you know, for a family, say, you know, mom and dad are both earning 50,000 each, right? And, you know, after you've paid your tax, after you've paid your mortgage, because you get nothing from the state, obviously, if you're earning that kind of money, you don't get any benefits. When you pay for your kids' uniforms, you don't get back to school allowance, you don't get a fuel allowance, you pay for your own fuel, you pay for everything yourself. You're not getting a HAP for rent assistance or anything like that. So, but after you paid all that, you don't have very much left in your pocket anyway.
That's one of those good problems. You don't want any of those benefits.
I'm not saying you do, but in saying that, you know, you're doing it all on your own. So it's a little bit of a bonus to get this 140 per kid if you've got three kids. Well, then that's nice, isn't it, at the end of the month?
Well, the way I would do it is as an income flow, I'd have 20 quid a day that would come into your account every morning. Not in a week. Every morning you wake up, there's 20 quid in the account for each of your kids. So you'd have an income flow. And just put it as a taxable benefit. And as it come out of your tax credits, et cetera, et cetera. And as I said, if you're on smaller money, you'd pay very little. If you're on bigger money, you'd lose half. It's still half. That's the way it would
go. The point is, when you get to a certain amount of money, you're not really getting anything at all.
Well, no, you would be still be getting half. I mean, you still get half. The taxman takes half. You still have the other half, you know. So it's still, you know, instead of getting 140 quid a month, you get 70. You're still getting it. And the people who are broke at the bottom of the...
I see complications with that, by the way. You obviously mentioned the constitutional complication, but the other complication with that as well is that it's now being declared income. So if somebody is on, I don't know, under a certain tax bracket for the 41 cent or whatever it is tax bracket, and then you give them, you know, you put the child benefit onto their income, because that's essentially what you're saying, it's regarded as income. It could bring them over the threshold into the next tax bracket, which would cost them more money. It wouldn't be worth their while getting it.
You'd only pay out on the difference. You know, you'd pay 20% or whatever, and then you go to 40%, and it goes up and up. But as I said, it's one of those good problems. You always want to have, you know, having to pay taxes is one of those good problems, you know?
It is, of course. We all get the dividends, don't we? Yeah.
If you're broke, you don't have to pay it, you know? So, you know.
Okay. Well, hang on for a second. Let me just go to Anna. Anna, hi. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you, Niall?
So Huey agrees that, you know, those who earn more should get less by essentially taxing it. We should tax it. So if you earn very little money, you won't pay any tax.
Yeah. No. I think if they're bringing this in October, right, it's just a ploy to get more money. They're basically putting the asylum system that they haven't got. So I don't think we should be taxed. And the reason being, and there shouldn't be any cuts at the moment, is the inflation on the purchase of houses through getting a mortgage. Now, if two people want to buy a £600,000, you know, the house isn't up to scratch, but it's £600,000. You have to, if the two of you have to have £135,000 coming into the house. So that...
What's that got to do with children's allowance?
But you see, you need a children's allowance to feed and clothe the kids, you know? So, and if there's just a husband working, that's getting the 100 grand.
What if you're buying a house and don't have any kids? What if you're buying a house and don't have any kids?
But then you wouldn't be getting child benefit anyway.
What has children's allowance got to do with buying
a house? No, I see the point she's making. The cost of living has risen. So if you're earning 135, which you'd have to earn to buy a house in Dublin, right? Because obviously you're only at three multiples of your earnings, right? You know, so you'd have to have that much money, at least 135. The point Anna's saying is you're going to have a hefty mortgage, hefty bills. And even though you're earning a good wedge, you know, it's all being taken back off you again. That's the point she's making. So you need that extra bit of money, the children's allowance.
But that's the nature of any progressive tax system. The more you earn, the more you pay. Like, we have the second most progressive income tax system in the world here. So that's the nature of it. The more you earn, the more you pay.
So, Anna, Huey wants to declare it as income rather than being just a benefit.
Now, you'd have to change the constitution, but that can be done. We've done that before.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Anna, can I ask you a question? Are you there, Anna?
Yeah.
Should Dennis O'Brien or Michael Leary or Bono or anybody who's wealthy, I'm just giving you examples of people who are wealthy, should they get child benefit?
No. They shouldn't, no.
Okay, so where's the cut-off point? At what amount of money do you think the cut-off point should be at, where you don't get it anymore?
Well, I think there should be a calculation on what's coming into the house and what's going out of the house. bills, mortgage, the whole lot. And
so disposable like, income.
If you have over 500 a month spare, well then, you know, it's going, your children's allowance is going to be taxed.
Okay, so you would base it on disposable income. Okay.
Yeah.
In other words, the income you have left after you've paid everything.
So if you have kids, if you have kids and you don't have a mortgage, you don't get paid child benefit.
No. Is that what she's saying?
Well, that's your income. If you own a house outright, right, you've no outgoings on a mortgage, and you have kids, right? You're not entitled. You don't have big outgoings.
Well, based on your disposable income, yeah. That's the point she's making.
Children's allowance.
I don't think it's unfair what she's saying. So it's based on disposable income. Like, for example, the Susie grant, for example, is an example of that. So the Susie grant, which is a grant given to parents for children going to college, is based on disposable income. So if you have more than, I think, €34,000 disposable income, well, then you don't get the grant.
Yeah.
You're quite right, too. You give it to, the more you earn, and you get percentage of the grant. The more you earn, the less you get.
Mm.
That's the normal way of doing it. But I don't understand what this connection is with the...
She's explaining the cost. We want to be explaining for Anna, but she's explaining that the cost of living now is very different to the way it was 10 years ago. Because the cost of a house alone. What do you mean, not really, Huey? Are you living in the real world?
People buying houses all the time. I mean, you know, year people are buying 20, 30,000 houses. Houses are getting bought all the time.
But there's a massive housing crisis. There's a massive lack of accommodation, lack of housing. And thus, the market, obviously, at the moment is inflating all the time. So you've got houses which are priced 20 and 30% over what they should be.
What do you mean they should be? They are what they are, you know.
But the point Anna's making is, I don't want to keep explaining for Anna. She's well able to explain for herself. But the point is that it's costing more money. So you might have 100 grand or 135 grand, as Anna said. But it's costing you more money to survive in this country at the moment than it used to 10 years ago, probably by 20 or 30%.
If that's true, why is there like 100,000 people coming into the country every year?
Well, most of those people who are coming into the country every year, as you well and truly know, are broke. And we're supplying them with money and accommodation. You're well aware of that.
Someone at the edges are, but I was in the place the other day and everybody working in the place was I would say mostly from South Asia,
India, whatever. Yeah, but that's fine. People come through the visa system, the proper visa system, and work in companies, global companies here in Ireland.
But there was nobody there learning less.
But you're talking about the 130,000 people, for example, at the moment. We have 5,000 Ukrainians, and God knows how many asylum seekers in the country. Half of them that shouldn't even be here. They're coming over. Most of them are coming over here. They're broke.
Ukrainians are here. The Ukrainians are different. They were invited.
I know. I'm just saying. But a lot of people coming into this country are broke, Huey.
They're skinned. No, but you're missing the point. You missed the point I'm making. I was in an office, and it was.
I know. Yeah.
Asians,
but they
and there was no one in there earning less than 75, 80 grand a year.
Yeah, because they're working for global companies, big tech companies, most
they're
likely.
All coming in. They're coming in. So people are saying but the place has been mobbed all the time.
That's fine. But then, according to what Anna is saying, you know, that they would be taxed on it because obviously their disposable income would be a lot higher. That's fine.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm agreeing.
But she's basing it on disposable income. You're not.
But she's
just, Anna, sorry, I don't want to keep speaking for you, Anna. I do apologise. Sorry, Anna.
Yeah, but she's deciding on this based on her own circumstance. About
Anna, that's not Anna. I don't think Anna has 135,000.
No.
I'm basing it off somebody in the family. You know, to buy their house, their dream house they want, it's 600 grand. And this is the minimum price by Grok in that area. 135, the two of them have to have.
Somebody will buy that house for 600 grand.
What I'm saying is, in that whole area, it could be Dublin 9, Dublin 11, that's the starting price of houses for sale there. So they're going to need that children's allowance to feed and clothe that kid.
All the people who live in Dublin 9 and 11 now have an asset worth 600 grand. They're all fucking delighted.
There's no benefit to having, if you've been living in Crumlin or Kimmage or whatever it is for the last 40 years and you're sitting on an asset that's worth 600 or 700,000 euro because of where it is, it's of no value to you, Huey.
Of course it is. You could sell it.
And where are you going to live? So Mary is living in Crumlin in a four-bed house, a terraced house or whatever it is, and it's worth 600,000. So she sells it, gets 600 grand. What's she going to do?
Yeah, she goes and lives somewhere a lot cheaper. if you're like...
she wants to live in her own community, Huey. People that she knows, the people she grew up with, her friends, her family.
Well, then, Well, she's not any worse off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's not to tell her it's only a figure, 600 grand. It's only a figure to her. It's not worth it. She's not going to sell it.
When she croaks it, her relations will be delighted.
Poor Mary. Okay, stay there. I'm sure her relations will be. I'm sure her sons and daughters will be delighted too. Thank you, Anna. Let me go to Bernie. Bernie, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall.
Bernie, okay, children's allowance, it's on the table. Now, by the way, can I say that, I don't know for sure whether they're going to change the whole thing, but Micheál Martin said it wasn't off the table for looking at, that they would reduce it for high earners and increase it for low earners, and he'd change the ratios. So would you agree with that?
I think everybody getting children's allowance should be means tested, regardless of your social welfare or you're getting paid 100,000. Everybody should go under the one hammer, because the people at 100,000 doesn't necessarily mean that they're paying out probably everything. Whereas people on social welfare get, they get a lot medical cards. They get, some of them have bus passes. They get housing. They get help with their electricity. A lot of people at the 100,000 getting help with nothing, and they're trying to survive. And so means test everybody. Don't pick a single out, pick a number out of the air and say, 100,000, she must be wealthy. I know people on 100,000 that barely survive them. And they have three kids.
There's nobody on 100 grand barely survive.
There is, because their mortgages are something like 1,800 or 1,900 a month. You know?
Yeah, so, the value of their asset is going up by 10-15% a year if they have a mortgage.
You can't eat the asset. You know?
Well,
you can't.
Nice
you have to live in there. You have to live. They are going to wait on average of 12 to 14 years if they want to get a social house. You know this. You're not stupid. Like, you don't walk up and go,
grand,
I have
you're not a hundred. You're not going to run 100 grand. You're not looking for a social house. I mean,
yeah, but you can't.
If you're in 100 grand, Hugh, you'd be lucky to come out in your wage packet to have 70, 65, 70 after tax.
Yeah,
I mean, so that roughly that's about, what's that about, 5,500, 5,500 a month. If your mortgage is costing you 2,500, that's going to leave you with 3 grand. Then you might have two cars in the garden because you and your missus have to go to work, obviously, because you're talking about that amount of money. So you and your missus have to go to work. You might have three kids. You don't get any help with the kids. You don't get any grants or back to school grants or book grants or anything like that because you're not entitled to it. You're not entitled to anything.
Hold on. You might be on 100 grand a year, right, and have no mortgage. And you might have no cars because you're able
but
to
But you might,
to work,
you
right?
might, you might, you might not, but...
No, but everybody's based here on person.
But sorry, Huey, but then when double then means test everybody. Because you might be in a social, you might be in a pub, in a community council or a corporation house, and you're paying 15 euro a week or 20 euro a week. Your family are all grew up and reared. Why can't you be, you're getting your children's allowance. Why can't you be means tested? You've got a house.
Okay.
You haven't worked.
What did you say?
You haven't. You're on a medical card. You've got your uniforms for your kids' page. So why aren't you being targeted the same as the people who are trying to earn a living and trying to rear their family? Who have a 100,000 is not a lot in this country at this moment in time. And I'm not on
anything. 100,000 is a huge amount of money if you don't have huge outgoings. If you don't have a big mortgage or car payment.
Hang on, Bernie. Huey, with the greatest respect, most people on 100,000 euro would have reasonable outgoings. Most people have a mortgage because the possibility is that to buy a house, you're going to have a 25, 30 year mortgage. You generally won't finish paying that till you're close to retirement. And then it'll be passed down to your kids, maybe, or whatever.
More people own their house outright in Ireland than have a mortgage on it. More people own their house outright.
That's because we have an older population in this country.
Exactly, because most of it.
Yeah, but they're not working. Yeah, but they're not. Yeah, but hold on. What you're including in that figure, Huey, and you are correct because we have one of the oldest populations in Europe, right? What you're including in that figure is people who own their house who are not working anymore.
Yeah, they're retired.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, and most people, their mortgage doesn't really finish till they get close to retirement, usually 60, 65.
Yeah, but if you look at those who have a mortgage, right? What is the percentage of them who are stressed? Like, a lot of people would have a mortgage and they could be 20, 25 into 30-year mortgage, even 10, 15
years. What was the figure there about 5 or 6 years ago? Was it 193,000 people were in arrears in their mortgage?
I don't think it was 193,000.
I think it was something around that. There was a huge amount of people in arrears in their mortgage. Again, this has gone back a good few years ago now.
That could be 20, 10, 15. What does that mean? Like, it could be 2 months behind or 4 years.
It doesn't matter. If you're 1 month behind, it means you're struggling, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, I mean,
it doesn't necessarily mean, because people would often go behind and then make up.
Huey, you must have a good job or something, Huey. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just not
catastrophizing and
but it is a catastrophe. The cost of living is a catastrophe for a lot of people. There are people leaving this country. You heard Elaine earlier on. Her daughters are leaving the country with no sign of them ever wanting to come back again because they can't afford to live here.
No, I have a niece leaving at the end of the month with two small children. She tried to get it here. She couldn't make it. She couldn't even get a mortgage. She was born and raised here. She's gone off to Australia. I have a daughter and
they're giving away housing in Australia. They're giving them away.
They're not giving anything away.
The housing market in Australia is far more expensive than Ireland.
Depending on what part of Australia you're talking about. I only had somebody on from Australia there recently. We talked about this very thing. Yeah, if you want to live in Bondi Beach in Sydney, or you want to live, you know, in the middle of Canberra or whatever it has, so you're going to pay huge money. But if you're living on the outskirts, it's actually very cheap.
Niall, you're missing the point here. On average, Australian houses
are more expensive.
Times income, right? Irish houses are 6 or 7. Australian houses are twice as expensive as Irish houses. So this lark that people are going to Australia because houses are cheap. I don't know, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, all the places Irish people go to, London, right? Houses are even more expensive than Ireland. So don't tell me they're going there because houses...
Well, a lot of places do have cheaper or better value than we have. I mean, I only looked at an ad there yesterday on TikTok and they were selling a house in Florida with a swimming pool, 4-bed, 3-bathroom house for $260,000.
All the kids are going to Australia, where houses are twice as expensive as Ireland. So,
well, again, I say to you, depending on what part of Australia you go to, some parts of Australia are quite cheap. Okay, so we're going off on a tangent. Stay there, Bernie, for a second. Let me just go to Jessica. She's waiting ages. She's starting to grow a beard. She's waiting so long. Jessica, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall? There's no such thing as me waiting too long. We'll just stop.
We'll just stop out of that. You heard what Huey said. You know, Huey believes that, yeah, absolutely, let's tax people over a certain amount of money. Let's tax the child benefit. Would you agree with him?
I'm probably going to go a step further and say if you own over 100 grand or 100K, whatever the phrase is, no, you don't. Well, obviously we can't because it's in the constitution, but I don't think you deserve it.
Shouldn't get it at all, like, just don't give it to them.
Well, if we have to, because like you said, we can't take it out because the constitution...
But give them a fiver. Give them a fiver, yeah, a monetary amount.
Give them a fiver, because they won't see it. They never see their taxes going out. They won't see the money coming in. They live a comfortable life.
No, you couldn't give them a fiver. You couldn't differentiate. The Supreme Court would never hold that as constitutional.
We'd have a referendum. When we're having the presidential election,
we can have a referendum and change it if we want.
Yeah,
people could decide to change it if they want. Yeah,
yeah,
that's fair enough. But then the problem there, you're not giving it to people on over 100 grand. So do you give it to people on over 95 grand? 90 grand? 75 grand?
That's a kind of straw man argument. That's like the argument, should you be allowed to drink a pint 20 minutes before your 18th birthday? You know what I mean? Like, that's a bit of a straw man argument, isn't it? Sorry,
it's the point I'm making is if you tax it, it means that anybody at the top rate on over 100, any self-employed person on over 150 grand a year will be paying 58% tax on the...
Yeah, so the more you earn, the less you're kind of getting. Yeah, I get
person,
you. Yeah.
An employed person paying 55%, right?
Hang on, let just Jessica finish because she only come on. Sorry, Jessica, I do apologize. Okay, so but Jessica, is that a bit harsh? Because even if you're Michael O'Leary, you're paying tax into the system, aren't you?
Yeah, but you don't see it leaving your bank horizon, do you? No, the way I look at it is, now, right, and I know it's probably going to be a very black and white view, they say the Constitution that all children, they're born equal, they're entitled to the child benefit, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is, not all children are born into the same living standards. That's just the way I look at it.
That's the reality of existence, isn't it? Like, some kids are born
Well, the reality is then if you're born into a comfortable living situation, why the hell do you need more money? Why the hell do your parents need more money?
Okay, well,
they're not even
going
to spend on
you. Okay, well, I'll give you. You say you're born into a comfortable, right? But say you're as thick as the wall and you're born into a comfortable. And you're another kid who's clever, has 160 ID, getting his money, right? But he's born into poverty, right? Who's the luckier kid?
You're doing what about me again?
Who's the luckier kid? The kid who's gone to Einstein, right? Or the kid who's from a comfortable background but thick as the wall? Who is the lucky? Who would you prefer to be? Who would you prefer to be?
People can make money as well.
I see the point you're trying to make there, Huey.
Somebody's as thick as the wall, right? Thick as the wall.
But hang on. Huey, it's fair to say, statistically, if you come from a poorer background, you are less likely to be as successful in your life. Statistically, if your family are quite wealthy, you're most likely, you've a leg up. Absolutely. So as much as the same opportunities for education may be there, you may not take those opportunities if you're come from a poorer
but the point
background.
That makes, if you're going to start differentiating like that, you say one kid is he obviously has more advantage because he's from a more comfortable background, right? But the other kid has an advantage because he's maybe a fantastic athlete and is going to plan to end up playing for Manchester United, or he's a fantastic brain and Jeez. He's going to go and become a doctor, right? So the point is, it looks on the surface that a kid might be from a comfortable background that everything is shining for him, right?
But statistically,
his mom and dad know that he is a
stop making these kind of unique arguments, because realistically, statistically, we all know it. Depending on where you come from and your background and how much money is available, you tend to do better in life. That's just Jessica's made a fair point. Well, there's always going to be exceptions. Absolutely, Huey, I agree with you. There will be exceptions.
Like William said, the most successful educational group is the sons and daughters of small farmers from East Galway.
I used to like Dave McWilliams at one stage, by the way. I've gone off.
But Dave McWilliams is a bit of a spoofer, but he does occasionally
make some sense, absolutely. But sorry, Jessica, so... Okay, well, hang on, let me get Jessica. So Jessica, if you had your way, leaving aside the Constitution for a moment, you'd just cut it off. Mm. At a certain point.
Yeah, no, if I had it my way, right, 100k, right, 100k, that's a bit too high. If I had it my
that's
way...
That's a bit too high?
Yes.
100k in this country at the moment, with the cost of living and the cost of houses, 100k is not high.
Hang on. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to probably blow your brains in a minute, because you're going to think, oh my God, you're a heartless bitch. But I think if you're earning over 70 grand,
yeah,
you're getting a fiver. And you should be lucky that you're getting that.
Right, okay.
So then, Jessica, no, if you're on 69 grand, do you get the whole thing?
Oh, you're doing what about me again, Huey? You're doing
if you're on 69 grand, do you get the whole thing?
Did you have
70,
what about reflakes this morning?
What about reflakes?
It's a very straightforward question. If somebody gets the 69 grand and they're offered a pay increase by their employer and they say, no, well, I don't know.
But that happens in life. I know a mate of mine years ago got a pay increase and he ended up coming out with less money because he was taxed.
You would have
had these 2 cents. You'd be like, well, what about the people who earn 1 cent? Like, what do you want me to do?
Well, then you're twice as well off, aren't you?
Okay, hold on for a second, both of you. Stay there for a second, Huey and Jessica. I want to come to Norman after the break and then Martin.
Let's Dance, the only weekly over 35s, 80s, 90s and noughties party, returns every Saturday to Dublin's top club Soho at 21 Delir Street. Doors open at 5:30, and in 2025 it's bigger and better than ever. Legendary DJs and MCs, dancers, performers, an electric atmosphere and the best crowd in Dublin. Tickets and group packages for Let's Dance are available now. Search Soho Dublin on eventbrite.ie and we'll see you on the dance floor.
Now, if you're completely lost, welcome back. If you're completely lost, by the way, what we're actually talking about, we're talking about the possibility that the government did mention they may look at a two-tier system for child benefit in the budget. Now, it may not or may happen. It depends on the mood they happen to be in. And they say it's not about saving money. It's about taking that money and, you know, paying more to people who are on lower incomes and paying less to people on higher incomes or nothing at all, depending on how much they earn. I'm asking you, is that a fair system? Jessica thinks absolutely fair. Over 70 grand, you get nothing. Huey says, well, over 100 grand, maybe start taxing it. In other words, you know, the more you earn, obviously, the less you're going to get out of it, realistically. But I mean, you'll always still get half, because the most you can pay in tax is probably about 50, whatever, 50 something cent in the euro. And let me go to Norman. Norman, hi, how are you?
Hello, Niall, how are things?
Good, Norman. Okay, everybody kind of seems to be in favour of some sort of cut for people who are earning a substantial amount of money. Yeah. But how much? I mean, is 100 grand, is that wealthy, Norman, for a family? Two adults, two kids.
Depends. Yeah, if you want to send your kids to Wellesley and go on holidays to St. Moritz and
Denmark,
Monaco. And Denmark, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm glad you actually mentioned Denmark now. I was
that's okay, you're all right. The bingo card is stamped now. You're right. Yeah. Go on, Norman. So, yeah, if you want your kids to have a nice lifestyle, yeah, 100 grand... Would just about do that, wouldn't it?
No, won't. No, I don't get 100 grand and you know, you have to live by your means. And I do that. I have an old car and, I use money as I can, you know. I don't go on expensive holidays and I don't have expensive high-heeled shoes or handbags, nor my wife. But
I'm glad you don't have them as well, but go on, yeah.
No. It'd be a terrible sight anyway. No, but I mean, I suppose Louis has a certain point. I mean, like, going back to Denmark, you pay your tax at an incremental levels. But for that tax, you get something back from the return, you know. Here in Ireland, you're always banging on, Mike Williams is always talking about, we've got a progressive tax system. Yeah, for sure we have a progressive tax system, but what do you get for it? Next to nothing. In Denmark, you get free healthcare.
Well, we get free healthcare. It's just the healthcare system is a mess. But okay, but we do get free healthcare, but it is a mess.
No, we don't. Well, it's so.
If you want proper healthcare, you have to pay for it. Yeah. Okay, go on.
Yeah, my daughter's waiting 3 years now for.
I know. That's what I said. It is free healthcare, but it's a mess. Yeah, go on.
What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean free? Well, it's a mess. We're now living on average to 83. We're some of the highest living.
Would you stop at that, Huey? Come on. There's over 1.2 million people waiting for operations.
On
waiting lists for 2 and 3 years.
Anyway,
it's ridiculous, Huey. But go on.
But anyway,
don't look at the Huey's now. I mean, Huey, are you trying to upset me?
Hold on.
Huey, are you trying to upset me now? You're defending the healthcare, the HSE now.
I'm just asking a question. People say, what are we getting for it? We get guards, we get nurses, we get doctors. You can argue that the system has not been run well or it's not good. But the point is, Irish people are now some of the longest living in the world.
When was the last time we talked to a guard? When was the last time we talked to a nurse? I can tell you, if you take the next plane out of here, they take it. I know some people who just joined the guard in the last 6 months, and they can't wait to get out.
Okay, well, go back 15 years ago when they opened up the guards again, and there was 26,000 people applied for 600 places. All we need is a good old-fashioned recession, and there'll be no problem getting people into the guards.
Are you joking me? Well, you go and work for the guards and see what you have to do.
A good old-fashioned recession.
Isn't that what happened after the recession of 2008?
Go away.
Up again. And there was something like 26,000 people applied for 600 places.
So you're calling them a spoiled batch or something? The people who have left?
No, not
10
at all.
Left
no, it's just in the last. It's a very
10
tough
have
job,
left in the last week. 10 have left in the last week. Trainees are sent out alone on the street.
People are retired.
Down Capel Street, Camden Street are sent out on their own. Yeah? Do you think they do that in Denmark or Holland? No bloody way. Not a chance.
But Holland, Jesus.
No, you don't know.
The point he's making is, Norm or Huey, we don't have enough guards. And you are right. During the recession, there was a lot more people applied for the jobs because people were desperate for a job. But we don't have it. I mean, the guards, the job doesn't pay for what you're actually doing. It doesn't pay well enough. I wouldn't be a guard. I'm not going to walk around the streets with a risk of getting stabbed by somebody for whatever it is. Start paying €27,000 or whatever.
35 years. Pension. All right.
Are you serious? You go out. I'm not a fan of the guards or the police in any shape or form.
But
I know. Hold on.
There was one
last the other day, and he had to spend.
Which means
listen to what I'm saying. Try and learn something. Instead of listening to yourself the whole time. He was up at 6 o'clock in the morning at a hospital because he was scratched by some people who were on drugs. That was the third one last week. Yeah,
it wouldn't be the job for me. Anyway, no, I'm getting back to childcare or child benefit if I can. Sorry, Jessica says get rid of it for people over 70,000.
I think it's fair enough. I think it depends.
Things
on
70 grand.
I think, listen, whatever you do, if you focus on the money that people, need the money, the ones who need the money, the ones have can put food on the table.
But who decides who needs it? Jessica's idea of 70,000, she's been a bit of a meanie guts, really, isn't she? You know what I mean? Because, realistically, Norman, if you and your missus are living in the house and you're earning 40 and she's earning 30 grand,
that's not a huge amount of money.
That's 70,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Jessica wants to take the child benefit off you.
Kids' education and all that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Jessica doesn't want to give you any more money. That's the end of it.
I'm not asking for more money.
Child benefit, I'm talking
about. It's difficult. Any kind of benefit. Same with the energy thing.
That's odd. That won't be happening anymore.
Yeah, but that shouldn't have been happening in the first place. Well, how many times has things like that happened here in this government? It does splash with money.
I understand why they gave out the energy credits. Some people, by the way, it should have been only given to people who needed it. Just everybody got it, which was a bit stupid. But it would have been difficult and too time-consuming to administrate something like that on a means-test basis.
No, it wasn't, because you do that once.
It was the same with COVID when they handed out €450 to everybody. It was too time-consuming and expensive to administrate.
Why? Because
they haven't
done this years ago. Years ago, they could have set up a database and they could have had all the information on that and they could have decided
they can't all connect together. There's GDPR issues. You can't have every department connected together because there's GDPR issues.
Well, they do it in Denmark.
Oh, do they?
Doing it then, Mark. My sister-in-law got a letter from the revenue commissioners last week that she was getting X amount of money back. She hadn't even applied. It doesn't even have to apply.
Jeez, I wish the revenue said that, but that could over here. Jessica, have you ever got a letter from the revenue saying they're giving you a load of money for nothing? No, but you haven't.
No. Sorry, but that wouldn't happen here. That wouldn't happen here. But over there, it does happen because they have.
Well, that wouldn't happen. Of course,
names.
The revenue pay people back money all the time.
Yeah, but you have to apply for it, Hughie. You have to put the application. They're not going to tell you about it.
Yeah.
You'd be lucky if you get anything back.
They're not going to hide it, are they?
Going to do. No, but you have to make. Yeah,
on,
but Louis, you have to put in the applications. There's so many people listening right now who don't know they're entitled to a huge amount of money back from the revenue for different things. By the way, you can go online and fill out the forms for loads of different things, including medical expenses, work at home expenses, all those kind of things. Who don't realise they're entitled to money back and they don't even bother claiming.
No, you stop the ads on the around tax time every year now between. Now and
come on, jeez.
But the point Norman is saying is in Denmark, according to him, you don't even have to do that. They just send it out to you. They work it out for you.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I was in Denmark a couple of years ago and it's a smashing spot, right? But Copenhagen,
yeah.
Like,
did you meet
think
Norman?
Dublin is expensive. People think Dublin is expensive. Jesus.
Did you meet Norman while you were there? Because he's always
Copenhagen is
you
mad.
Stay with well, hang on. Let me just bring Martin in. Let's get back to the conversation again. Thank you, Norman. Martin, hi. How are you?
How are you, Niall? I'm good. Good afternoon.
Martin, in relation to child benefit, do you believe higher earners? Jessica says 70. I mentioned 100 at the start of the show. Do you believe they should be cut off?
Right. If you bear with me, Niall, can we bring this conversation back to ground floor level and kind of stay on not just the point of taxation and benefit, but on the point of the governments portraying themselves as being some kind of benefactors that want to benefit all children and, if necessary, take a little bit from those that have that bit more and give to those that don't have quite so much.
Mm. But that's the way things are supposed to work, the Robin Hood theory,
well, that may be the way things are supposed to work, Niall. And if I sound slightly animated, I apologise if I sound that way, but I am. I'm absolutely outraged. A young boy, and I'm sure he's not the only one, I'm sure there are many children die in tragic circumstances. A young boy called
Harvey Morrison Sherritt, yeah.
Yeah, passed away. And I like the conditions under which that child passed away are absolutely disgusting and atrocious.
I know,
Simon Harris.
We spoke to Padder at the start of the show for about 15 minutes in relation to Harvey's case, and Padder.
Yeah, sorry,
No, he's calling for the resignation of Simon Harris. He's also calling
should absolutely hang his head in shame and resign, and so should the entire government along with them. If anyone believes that any member of the cabinet in particular, but I would say the entire government, really cared about children, they're deluding themselves because they don't, and they particularly don't care about Irish children. Now, when it comes to benefit, we've had this conversation, I think, before, Niall. My attitude, and it will never change, is that the Constitution, and the Constitution predates all the useless gobshites we have in the Dáil, the Constitution says that the children of Ireland are to be regarded with equal regard. So
hang on.
Look, of course they're not equal. You're always going to have situations where people are not equal. But the simple fact is that the Constitution states that the children of Ireland are supposed to be treated with equal regard by the state. Yes, children. Some children will live in luxury, and some children will live in deprived circumstances. There's no denying that. That doesn't change the fact.
Universality doesn't work.
Nicola.
No,
Jessica. We're talking about the Constitution, not for you.
I said that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So as far as I'm concerned,
it says X, Y, Z, but I don't agree with that because. Not all children are born into the same standard. Universality doesn't work.
You are absolutely entitled to have your opinion, but for the moment, can I just put mine across? As far as I'm concerned, the amount of money that will be saved by taking from those that earn over 100,000 or whatever else and redistribute it is chicken feed. It's nothing. It's a tiny proportion. I asked you this question before, Niall. I can't remember what the answer was. But what percentage of the overall budget each year is given to child benefit. I can't remember what it is.
It's all mixed into the 21 billion from the Department of Social Protection. Okay. Yeah, so but it's a reasonable amount of money. It's a few million, yeah, obviously.
In real terms, it's absolutely minuscule in comparison to what goes to NGOs. And the vast majority of NGOs are absolutely useless quangos that contribute nothing in our society. Now, as far as I'm concerned, and I know people
which
will say...
Sorry,
Hughie, what did you say to Martin?
He said the NGO. I was asking him, which ones would he close down?
Well, let's not get into naming specific NGOs. But, Hughie, I don't disagree with Martin. There are a lot of NGOs, not all of them. There's some good NGOs, but there's a lot of NGOs that actually are worthless.
One that just closed down.
We're not going to start naming NGOs in the air.
There are numerous
numerous NGOs that I believe personally, and I'm sure Martin probably agrees with me, and the ones that we're talking about are a complete and utter waste of money.
They know who they are.
There's one particular NGO, Hughie, and I looked it up. Somebody mentioned during the week, and I'm not going to mention its name, but I looked it up online, and there's about five staff in it and a CEO, and they get funded by the state, and all the funding goes towards the salaries. And I looked up, you know, what have we done? Are in their news section and their website, that there was no entry in there for the last 4 years. They've done nothing.
Niall, there's not much point in you telling me that. I don't know who you're talking
about. Yeah, well, I'm not going to say it on the air because, obviously I don't want
people to... What's the point of having a radio show if you're not going to tell us what you're talking about?
Because I don't have all the...
There's an amazing invention, Hughie, called Google.
Yeah, I don't have all the facts here in front of me, right? And all the figures. And if I started naming names, then I have to have all the figures to back it up. I don't have them here on the air to make it a fair and balanced suggestion.
You close them right down, but you're not saying which one you would.
Yeah, but there's a heap of them. There's a heap of NGOs that I wouldn't fund. €7 billion goes on 36,000 NGOs, roughly.
Give us the name of one that you would close down. That's all. 36,000. Give us the name of one that you...
I would certainly reduce the funding for a lot of them. I'd give it... There are a lot of good NGOs too, Hughie.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Okay, well, let me get back to the conversation. Sorry, Mark.
We'll get however many millions and tell them they're not getting it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't disagree with you.
My point was, I would certainly cut out... I would never claim all NGOs. Now, I have never said that. But the vast majority of them, in my opinion, are a complete waste of time and money. They're basically friends of friends and are well taken care of. Now, what I'm going to say, I know people will say, is racist. But I'm going to say it anyway.
Well, I'd rather you wouldn't say something racist on the air, Martin. But go on.
You give it up. What I would say is...
Go ahead, Martin.
Would you please allow... You've been dominating things there for ages. Just allow me to speak, please. I would rather see my taxes go to Irish children, regardless of their circumstances, because the differences between them are pretty much, it doesn't make any difference with regard to how much they get out of my tax. I would rather see my taxes go to my grandchildren and everyone else's grandchildren, regardless of their status or how much they have in life, than to see my taxes go to military-aged young men who are piling into this country, lying on the streets of towns and villages that I drive through every day of the week, and I have done for the past nearly 50 years, while I'm out working, having my taxes taken off me to support these people. Now, people who say that's racist, I don't care what you say. I'm simply speaking the truth.
Yeah, I do believe we should be supporting people who come into this country who genuinely need support. But there are a lot of people, I don't disagree with you, Martin, who shouldn't be here or are here under false pretenses. And I think... So we're kind of going off on a bit of a tangent again. But I understand it's all relatable. I understand it is all relatable. So from that point of view, Martin, you wouldn't be really cutting it. Because under the Constitution, as far as you're concerned, no matter whether they are equal in this world, all children should be treated equally.
As I said, now, not only would I not be cutting it, I would be increasing it and taking the money from places where it shouldn't be getting spent. I'd be spending it on better healthcare, not just for children, but for everyone. I'd certainly be spending it on better education. And I think you had a conversation yesterday about the Irish language. I have my ideas on why the Irish language is doing so badly.
We'll come back to that another time. Hughie, do you just want to respond to that before I go to Gladys there? Go ahead. What he said.
Pardon me?
Yeah, if you want to, because I think you wanted to respond.
What he was saying there was he's going to take the money from asylum seekers and from NGOs, who he won't name, and give it to the kids.
I didn't say asylum.
No, that's not the way he said it. You know, he just said that he would prefer to see his money going to Irish children than to see it going to people who are coming here illegally. Illegally.
Well, none of that. No, nobody comes here illegally.
Yes, they do. They do. Oh, no, hold on. Hold on. Let's clarify this, Huey. When you say nobody comes here illegally, a lot of people come into this country legitimately and legally, and people come here from war-torn countries looking for our support and our help, and they should get that too. But there are people who come here with no documentation, intending to deceive our government and the people of this country as to where they happen to be from. They give false names, false identification, and many have been arrested and brought before the courts for that. They are illegally entering the country. It is illegal to enter any country, any civilized country in this world, without documentation. It's illegal. It's against the law.
Under which law is this? Exactly.
There's an Irish law that prohibits people entering our country illegally.
Okay.
Without documentation. And and I had this argument on RTE during my election campaign last year when somebody denied that was true, and later I was apologised to. Because on Garda Síochána, on that particular day that I had the debate in RTE, had arrested four people and brought them before the district court, and two of them were sent to jail, and two of them were given bail. Because they had entered the country illegally.
We have a completely open border with the United Kingdom, right? Somebody who steps over the border into the south, right? And they say,
We have an agreement with legitimate citizens of the United Kingdom. Yes, people who hold a British passport. Don't confuse this issue, Huey. If somebody comes from Algeria to France, up to the United Kingdom, gets a bus up to Scotland, across to Northern Ireland, comes down into Ireland, that's illegal.
Well, how is it illegal?
If you have no documentation, that's illegal.
Why does he need documentation to move within the United Kingdom?
Because if you're coming from Britain to Ireland, it's assumed you have a British passport. We have an agreement with the United Kingdom. It's a common travel area.
If you're in the north of Ireland, right, and you're not an Irish, if you're seeking, your intention is to seek asylum, and you step over the border into the south and say, I am applying for asylum, right?
Mm-hmm. And they say to you, okay, where's your documentation? Where's your passport? Where are you from? And you say, I don't have any. You're intending to deceive the state. It's illegal.
Either way, if you were to...
I don't have time to be talking about this tonight. You know, we're going around circles. The point is just to make... is that, again, there are a lot of people come here and deserve our help and support, and they're coming from war-torn countries or people who are not as well off as we are, all over the world. But there are people who are coming here illegally and deceiving our state, and we have a reckless immigration policy. I'm not going to get into it. We'll do it another day. I'm talking about children's allowance, for God's sake.
Niall, I agree with you 100%. The vast majority of people seeking asylum in Ireland are poor people chancing their arm.
Economic migrants, yeah.
We'd all do the exact same.
Of course you would.
The point is, right?
But you can't.
Once they step over the border and say they're seeking asylum, we have to go through a process which we've signed up for internationally.
Well, if people have no documentation, just to say it to you again, and I'm going to repeat this to you, on the day that I had the debate, there was four people arrested in Houston, was it Houston Station or Connolly Station, I can't remember, and they were brought before the courts. Because you cannot enter a country illegally with no documentation, whether you're applying for asylum or not, by the way.
I'm not
going to get into this. It's the same way as you said Irish people travelled all over the world. Irish people went to America. Well, there's a good chance, by the way, if Donald Trump gets his hands on them, they'll be sent home again. If you're undocumented and illegal in America, you could be sent home. Anyway, I'm going to move back to the topic we're talking about. Gladys, hi, how are you?
Hi. Are you back to the subject?
Yeah, please, if you can. That'd be great.
I will do. And probably controversially, you know, first thing I would just like to say, firstly, that the children's allowance goes to mothers. And whether people like it or not, some mothers, that's the only money that they have that they could call their own. And that still happens in this country. That it used to be that the men used to, and this is not a hate on men, they used to be able to collect the children's allowance, but now it goes to the mother. And some women, wealthy, coming from nice houses and you name it, that might be the only money that they could actually call their own. So that's for a start. And also, I've been listening, and I really have a problem here, Niall. What is wrong with people who've studied hard, who are work hard, and reimbursed for that? £100,000 is not a lot of money. And yet we hate on these people because they've worked hard and they've succeeded in jobs and they get well paid. And it's not, you've said it, and I actually agree with the way things are, houses and you name it, £100,000 after tax and everything that's taken out of that. And you're paying your mortgage and your child creche because you have to work because it takes two salaries or whatever. There's not much left. And I think it is purely discrimination to say that somebody that has done well because they've worked bleeding hard and nobody's handed it to them, should be the money should be taken off them. Now, they get nothing, absolutely nothing from their taxes. The only thing they get is the children's allowance. Now, if they have 1 million a week salary and they decide, you know what, I don't need this, I'm going to hand it back, they can do it.
Very few do. There is a number of people hand it back, maybe, by the way.
And they do hand it back now. Yeah. They do. But I'm sick of this absolute... We just don't celebrate our own Irish people who are successful from their hard back. Not that, you know, like everybody, you know, was born with a silver spoon in their mouth. This is bullshit. These are people that have worked hard and work and do work hard. And yeah, let's take it off them. Well, let me put it to you that somebody, and I know this for a fact, right? Somebody that's doing off the books, who happens to be a bookkeeper, off the books.
Yeah.
Has everything, medical card, housing, you bleed and name it, they have it. And coming into their household is more than what that fella or that woman
cash.
Out there
they're getting
hard.
Cash. Yeah.
They're getting cash into their hand. Don't feel a bit bothered about it. You name it. Some, if anything's going for free, the hand is out. So I'm sick to death of absolutely the jumping on board of people that work hard, who get sack all. Working hard only for what do they you know take the money off them, they don't deserve it. Well, they do, and children's allowance is one of the only thing that they actually get. And
it's one of the only payments by the state, by the way, that's not means tested.
No,
because it's not actually, you're not actually giving it to the parent is collecting it on behalf of the child.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter if you're Onassis or you're Mary who lives in Finglas, you know, on the welfare.
So all these, this fact of the diehard, you know, sort of thing like, and whatever the case may be, because somebody has, looks like they have, or they have a good job, and, you know, they're going to be punished because of that. So let's take the money off them that they get. The only thing that is not means tested. Now, if you're means tested, you could be €1 over that shit and be really struggling, you know, medically or you name it, and you're €1 or €5 over it, and you get shag all.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, Gladys, because I want to bring Josephine out to go to Dave and Alan as well.
A playing field that is equal.
Yeah.
You're punished if you really succeed in life. You know?
Okay, well, hang on for a second. Hang on. Joseph, hi, how are you?
I know.
I think Gladys kind of summed it all up there very well for me, to be honest with you, but go on.
So rich people are better parents than poor people. Is that kind of what they're saying here?
No, that's not what people are saying.
Poor people are better than rich people. No, I agree with Gladys. I actually do.
There are bad parents in poor people and bad parents in rich people too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Parenting your parents being good or bad or indifferent, you know?
No. The reason why we as a society are giving parents money is because they are raising the next generation who will support us all collectively, keep the country going, yada, yada. So we want, of course, them to raise good children.
Yeah, we're investing in the future. It's an investment in the future. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So we want that investment to be the best investment to pay off. And it really doesn't matter where these children are coming from, as long as they are, you know, good, you know, civically minded children who generally, you know, aren't violent thugs and so on, right? We want to raise the best children we can. Now, I said this before, right? I think the child allowance should be a loan. And it's given to you, no interest, no strings attached. If at 18 years your kid is not, you know, a thug performing well, it's written off. Well done, you've created a child that benefited us all. If that kid is at 15 dealing drugs, beating up people, causing all sorts of ills, then we come back and say, right, you've done something very wrong. You owe the state. This is going to cost us to put him in prison, to deal with him, probably more than he'll generate because he doesn't look like someone who's going to be very productive in life. So, yeah, we should have... it should go to everyone. Doesn't matter what you do. But the end goal has to be, we have to think about, this is for people to produce the next generation.
So, in other words, those children who are behaving badly socially and causing antisocial problems and have been reported to the guards, and there's evidence of that through JLOs, their child benefit should be cut.
Not cut. They should be asked to pay it back.
Okay.
So we can come to you and say, right, when your child was 0 to 4 years old, we gave you this total of money.
Are you going to go to Mary in Vinglas, who's 15-year-old, is running a rampage and robbing cars, and say, you owe us $7,000?
The threat of that happening would be the incentive for the parents to be better parents. And you can jog them along the way and say, right, well, look, Jesus, want to write it off.
There's no incentive. I was up reporting on a feud between two housing estates in Tallaght many years ago, and I saw a 10-year-old with a Molotov cocktail in his hand. And there was adults there at the feud as well. And I said, there's no hope for that child. No matter what sort of incentive you have for those parents, they're never going to raise him properly. He's going to be a thug. He's going to be in jail.
No, put the kid under house arrest and fine the parents the money that the state has given them. So, you know, you have to pay it back. You failed us. You have to deal with this little scourge in your house and not outside with the rest of them. Yeah, you would hope, like, look, some people...
I don't disagree with, you know, stopping their child benefit if they're not going to raise a child properly, but you're never going to get to a point where you're going to say, well, you owe us the last 2 years of child benefit, whatever, because since he's become a thug, you owe us that money back. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, no, the point is, you use it before you have to enforce it, right? You're telling them, right, look, you racked up, this many thousand of child benefit, and if you don't act good as a parent... Now we're going to start pulling it out of your, you know, whatever payment you're getting from the state. And many of them are on social welfare already or whatever. So they have to have that cut and the kid has to be put under house arrest. But look, the point of this is we have to have as many people able and willing to have children having those children, right? I think you've talked about this before. The births per woman in the country are actually pretty dire. I think we're 1.7, was it?
1.4.
You might know the figure.
I think it's actually UK are quite slightly lower than us. They're 1.4. I think we're around 1.5, and I think the population replacement level is 2.3.
Yeah. So we should be hitting. We should be targeting kind of 3 to 4. Should be what we want.
Yeah.
And you know, we're all going to pay. It's going to cost us billions, if not trillions, over the course of our lifetimes. Like.
Well, you're never going to get that number, by the way, back up again to 3 or 4 children, unless we have a situation where people can rely on one income in a family, and also housing prices come down to half of what they are at the moment.
No, it can be done. It can be done. Absolutely, it can be done. And it has been done elsewhere in the world. Some countries with... Oh, yeah. You want to still on?
Yeah, you are.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I thought it cut out there for a second. Some countries with better or worse effect have kind of started this. And it's a process. It takes a while to change culture.
I know. I see in Poland they're given tax incentives for women to live tax-free if they have children, if they have over 2 children, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but stay there for a second. Let me just bring Dave in on this as well. I have to go to Alan as well. I've only got 5 minutes. Dave, hi, how are you?
What's Craig?
Sorry for keeping you, Dave. Dave, in relation to child benefit, you heard what, obviously... And Mr. Hogan had to say there, and also Gladys as well. You know, should we give less money to people who earn more?
No, do you know what? Like, and I'm someone who doesn't make a lot of money. It's one of the few things in this country that's like, you know, I would say it's across the board, it's fair for everybody. You know, it's equal for every child in the country, regardless of your status or your position in the social strata of Ireland. Like, you know, all this is just the usual fucking bullshit. Every time things start getting tough, they're like, oh, you know, who's, you know, it's normally they blame poor people for all your problems. You know, why aren't your wages high? Oh, it's because Johnny on the dole. Now they just, every now and again, they flip it and they're like, well, you know, we could save more money, lads, if we take money from rich people, because rich people have too much money and it'll help out you poor people. But if they save it, where's that money going to go? It's not going to go back into the pockets of working class families. You know, it's not going to go anywhere because these fuckers couldn't organize a piss up in a brewery. I mean, if they're really talking about cutting stuff, why don't they say, do you know what, lads? Ministers are on between 70 and 100,000 euros. Sure, they don't need a 30, 40,000 euro a year expense account for themselves and all their little sycophants. Sure, do we really need a private jet? Why can't they just fly with Aer Lingus or Ryanair? You know, if you need to get to a conference, go the day before. Do you know, like, there's never any of this, like, we're going to tighten our belt slides, we're going to, maybe we don't need as many people working in the public sector doing absolutely fuck all. Maybe we don't need as many hangers-on for all the politicians and their entourages. No, immediately it goes, either poor people are the cause of all your problems, rich people are the cause of all your problems, and immediately then when things get cut, social safety nets for the people who need it the most,
are the first things to go. We saw it during the recession where they cut programs for poor people, for families who are struggling, for kids with special needs, teachers' pay that hasn't come back up, for the guards. And look at the shit show we have with the guards at the moment. Do you know?
So, they didn't cut the politicians' wages, or they didn't cut the politicians' expenses, but they cut all of the things for vulnerable people.
But that's what I mean. It's almost like your man back in the day saying, "Well, as you know, I need, like, you don't know how much it costs to rent an apartment off in Europe somewhere, blah 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 blah." They like it's never like we'll take the money from ourselves, or maybe we look at the public sector and where, you know, billions of euro has probably been squandered over the course of the last couple of years.
Well, but, I know Gripped Media, by the way, did a breakdown. If anyone wants to go onto their website, they have a breakdown there of all the expenses claimed by people, members of the Oireachtas and TDs over the last 10 years. Mm. And it's really eye-opening stuff. I mean, it goes into billions.
But if you think about it, like, they can claim travel expenses. Like, they can claim travel expenses in a country where you can literally drive from one end to the other in a couple of fucking hours.
You know? I know, and you don't have to stay in a 5-star hotel. You know what I mean?
We don't live in America. You know, you don't have to hop on a plane to go from Cork to Dublin. Well, I mean, you can if you want, but you know, you can drive from one end of the country to the other. Do they need drivers for themselves? There are so many things that they could do, like in regards to their own expenses. But it's just this usual divide and conquer nonsense. Hey, poor people, why have you no money? Because rich people. Hey, rich people, why are you struggling? Because the fella down the road is on the dole. And, you know, in reality, they're squandering it right in front of our faces. Like, do you know, how more people don't get this, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how, like, working class people would say, like, because, like, 100 grand a year, 100 grand a year in this day and age is not a lot of money. It really isn't.
No, it isn't if you're obviously paying a mortgage and everything else along with it, yep.
But like, if you think about it, if you earn over 46,000 euros in this country, you pay 40% of that in tax.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? But yet, like you and Carol Dieter on your show before, and you said a great way of keeping money in this country is stop rich people. And I'm not talking about people on 100,000 euros. I'm talking about people who are obscenely wealthy. And he said it himself. He's like, stop giving rich people ways to hide their wealth. And one way I see it all the time is for, you know, family businesses where they're all rich at the top and the people work for them are on fucking social welfare.
Oh, well, I know. I've said that before. If you're working for somebody and they're paying you minimum wage and they arrive in every week to pay you in their top class brand new Mercedes, you're in the wrong job. Yeah.
But that's it. But it's not even that. But there's so many companies, they're like, oh, they'll buy you a new machine, or they'll buy you a truck, or they'll put down 100,000 euros worth of concrete because they can use that as a tax write-off for themselves.
Oh, yeah, it's far better off going into the ground on the concrete than going into the revenue commissioner's pockets.
there's so many other ways we could save money in this country.
Yep.
But unfortunately, it's just much easier to get the plebs to fight amongst each other as opposed to getting to the root cause of our actual problems.
Let's take Tonus to the lines. Stay there a second. Let me just go to Alan, final caller on this. Alan, you've got about 2.5 minutes. Unfortunately, I ran out of time today, but go ahead, Alan.
Oh, well, don't worry, Niall. I'll just say, that last comment from the last caller kind of brought me to a sharp relief. I realised that there is a lot of crap goes on in this country, and the people at the bottom and the people at the top and then the people in the middle. And the people in the middle are being squeezed every day for taxation purposes, and they don't get a proper look in. And I'm on the disability, and I get looked after well. But people who are walking don't get any real benefits of the health service, medical service. It's all paid for. So what the last lad was saying has brought me away from my previous opinion, where I said that people are earning over 100,000 should lose the child benefit. I just started to change my mind after what he said. I realised he made more sense than what I was thinking.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean, yeah.
And I think, you know, when you look at all the, there's 100 million spent a year in Dáil Éireann. 100 million.
On what?
On wages.
Oh, yeah, it's probably more than that.
Just wages. Yeah. And when you think of Charlie High, Niall, and all the money he got off business developers, now the TDs all get the same money he got, but legally to the taxation they get in the Dáil. They're all millionaires now. TDs are millionaires. It's the millionaire club. And they need to be looked at as well. Instead of looking at people on 100,000, look at the people who are getting up to 1 million a year for being a TD.
It is quite shocking, you know what I mean?
It's frightening, Niall. It's frightening that there's so many people in the Dáil and they literally have every nook and cranny of finance and they don't do a Dáil walk. The Dáil is only busy on Budget Day when all the Dáil sits in. But it's not a very full parliament. We don't have, like, debates where everyone gets a chance to have their say. It's only leaders' questions, and that's all we have. And most TDs don't even arrive in Dáil Éireann when they stay at home. There's nothing to do in the Dáil. There's only one or two major events in the Dáil, and the rest is all just humdrum. And
I'm looking here. It says, according to Grip Media, the government needs to better manage money spending, and the Fiscal Advisory Council has warned during the address of the Oireachtas Committee on Budgetary Oversight. They said, speaking of the budget 2026, he informed the committee that members of the current spending overruns this year are likely to exceed 2 billion. He said that Ireland should seek to avoid the boom bust spending.
Two billion,
yeah. Yeah, this is in relation.
Well, Niall, I can see. Now, like, I get 268 a week from my disability.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, Niall, when my wife died, everything went pear-shaped. I was used to having a certain amount of money every week. I thought I was left with one wage, and you really have to make things stretch. But I'm much more able to manage now because I have common sense. I don't waste money. I don't go out and live a lavish lifestyle on my money. I don't, like, I smoke.
Ah, don't be lying. I saw you and Patrick Gibos the other day having dinner. I'm joking. I'm joking.
But Adam. No, I think there's a lot of things now that need to be changed in this country.
I know, I agree.
And the people,
I agree.
Politicians are the ones who need to have their money cut.
Well, I have to say, in fairness, and thank you, Alan, for that. Gladys, thank you very much indeed. Dave, I think, made the most amount of sense today in relation to what he said, so much so that he changed Alan's mind. Thank you, Dave. Thank you to everybody involved in the show. I have a lot of stuff to read out here, but I'm really not going to have the time to read it all out. But I do have one or two comments here. Where are they? Oh, yeah, there they are there. We see the British police, like their Irish counterparts, have not worked with a practical strategy to combat road deaths. Consequently, they get increasingly draconian when each of their strategies fail. It will take some vision to convince authorities that the intuition is a faulty policy generator. Sorry, Irish cops, I have no idea what you're going on about. I know you're talking about drink driving, but I have no idea what that's all about. What about phone? Certain medications, lack of sleep, mental health affecting concentration, asks Marie Angela on Facebook. Yeah, I agree. There are lots of other hazards that people do while they're driving cars, but let's deal with one at a time. We're talking about drink driving, which is the one people intentionally do. People earning over a certain amount of income should receive a lower amount, or if the lower is high enough, no child benefit at all, says Sister Rosetta. LA says, increase it for workers. Any child abroad to an EU citizen, cancel it. Any child not an EU citizen should be not entitled to it at all. Yeah, I don't buy into this, you know, people coming from Poland or wherever it happens to be and claiming child benefits for children, which are not even living in this country. I know, unfortunately, that's the rules. We signed up to that, didn't we? And it is ridiculous. Okay, we got one voice message here that I was told that I should play. And this one comes in from Josie.
Hi, Niall. In relation to children's allowance, it's a difficult one, really. I met an old friend of mine recently, and her daughter was living a life of hell, married to a man that didn't support her financially or the children, and she hid all this from her parents. They were actually starving. He wasn't paying the bills. Gambled a lot, so I worry taking children's allowance from people or means testing it is going to affect women like that. It's a really sticky one.
Thank you for that, Josie. Alright, thank you to everybody involved in the show, by the way. I do really appreciate it. Don't forget, by the way, you can support us by going to our website, nileboylan.com. There you can subscribe or you can donate. We'd really appreciate if you did that. It supports us to keep doing the show every single day. We should talk to you again tomorrow at the usual time. Until then, have a great day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.